بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام وعلى محمد وعلى عليه وصحبه وسلم. Dear beloved Muslims, highly praised and glorified is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The prayers and the peace be on Muhammad the Prophet, his companions, the righteous servants all. Ameen. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. We openly bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is our prophet, Allah's messenger and servant to mankind. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And as always, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this day of Friday and every day for blessing us to glorify his name. And we have a responsibility as Muslims to convey the word of Allah in the Quran as was given to us by our dear Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we know that as man grows in science and technology and things of that nature, we have to upgrade our language environment, because sometimes we think we're talking to people, but really we're talking at them. And people are very advanced today. They understand scientific things. They're logical, rational thinkers today. So we as Muslims, we have to educate ourselves. We can't speak to people today as if we're living over 1,400 years ago. And quite nasty, Allah knows best. And we have been blessed with one who understand the language of Quran. He understand the language of our dear Prophet Muhammad. And he can emulate, alhamdulillah. We're talking about Imam Mahdi Muhammad, our leader, our teacher, and one who guides us, alhamdulillah. Today we'd like to speak on the subject of, actually it's the first chapter of the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Fatiha. And Surah Al-Fatiha means Al-Fatiha is the opening. And some of us, and sometimes we confuse on the opening or the language of the opening in the Quran being the first chapter, because the Bible in Genesis is the opening, you know, as if it was the time that the world started, I believe. But it's not talking about this here. It's talking about the opening to the understanding of the Quran. And if we understand these seven oft-repeated verses in the Quran, then we understand the content of the Quran much better. And this referred to, Al-Fatiha is referred to as the mother of the book. It holds the content of the whole Quran in these seven short verses. And keep in mind, this is the word of Allah. This is not the word of man, because we can run through these seven verses right now, and that'll be the end of it. But for the deep thinker, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, quite nasty, his thinking is out of our world, out of our reality. But for deep thinkers, it goes on and on and on. Actually, we probably could sit here for a week and not even get off of the first ayah, or the first verse. And Allah, quite nasty, is the best knower. So it's the opening. It's opening up the understanding. And this is the first lesson, actually it's the first lesson, but the first revelation that was given to us is Surah 96, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran reminds us or commands us to read. Iqra, read in the name of thy Lord who created. Now the commandment is for us to use our intellect, our intelligence, right? He didn't say Baal, he didn't say pray. He didn't say give charity. He didn't say fast the month of Ramadan. He said, utilize your intelligence. Read in the name of thy Lord who created. This is a facility that we have that God blessed us with. In other words, all of the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is locked up in his creation. And for the individual who pursues, then quite nasty, he's going to have a bigger and grander opportunity in this life that we live today. To benefit, there's benefits in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation for those who can read. Now, that was the first revelation, but in the arrangement of the Quran, Allah saw fit the guide Prophet Muhammad to put the elementary teaching, the opening of the Quran for better understanding. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim waladdallin. Ameen. That's Al-Fatiha in the best language or the best Arabic that I can give you. And quite naturally, it's much more efficient than that. And I'll read it in English for English speakers' understanding. It says, with Allah's name. As a matter of fact, we start everything off with Allah's name. I think the only chapter in the Holy Quran that's not started with the name of Allah is Surah 9, which is referencing the hypocrite. It's not said there, but every other surah, with Allah's name, with the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All the praise is due to Allah, the creator of all the systems of knowledge. The merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, master of the day of judgment. You do we worship and you alone do we seek for aid. Show us the straight way, the way of those upon whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath and who go not astray. Ameen. And this is what oft-repeated verses, we say it in every prayer. We say it in training our children. The first thing we probably use to train our children is Al-Fatiha, the opening. And we're opening up their understanding to the content of the Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first verses that he gives us is concerning himself. Now we have to understand Allah. How do you understand Allah? Alhamdulillah. When Allah first revealed to us, he said he is, read in the name of thy Lord who created. One who created. He is your Rabb. He is your Lord. He is your creator. And not only is he our creator, he's the creator of everything. So read his creation. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also the one that we give our worship to. How are we going to give our worship to something that we don't even understand or come to understand that this is our creator? And if someone creates you, then quite nasty, you should worship that creator, just like a mother who brings life into the world. The children, intelligent, sensible children, they worship their mother, not like God, but in the human sense. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. So he patterns everything on his own example. Everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, he puts that in his creation so we can better understand Allah. Alhamdulillah. And Allah, quite nasty, is the best known. So we say, with the name of Allah, everything we do, we say, Bismillah. You get ready to sit down to eat. You get ready to go to work. Bismillah, Bismillah, Bismillah. That's your grace. Sometimes Christians, they have a long grace. They say a lot of things, beautiful things, or whatever the case might be. But our grace, if we want to call it grace, before we eat, is with Bismillah. With the name of Allah. We're eating. Everything we do is with the name of Allah. And then this becomes second nature in us, that we become conscious that everything that we do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is right there. We put him there. Matter of fact, Allah put himself there. But we keep reminding ourselves over and over that this is with Allah. What I'm doing is with Allah. And then when we do something contrary to Allah, right in our very nature, in our conscience, it worries us, it troubles us. That's for the believer. And then he gets back to with the name of Allah. And then he corrects himself. This is a correction, right? Alhamdulillah, for the believer. And then he describes himself. This is Allah describing himself. He is the merciful benefactor, merciful redeemer. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Merciful benefactor means a benefactor is one who gives. He gives out of his mercy. To who? Everybody, everything. The birds, the ants, right? The believers, the disbelievers. They drink of his water, they eat of his food, etc. He's a merciful benefactor. And he's a merciful redeemer. But he only redeems those who desire to be redeemed. If you don't ask for redemption for your sins, you will not receive redemption. This is Allah, alhamdulillah. He's a merciful benefactor. Now we have to, as believers, believe that. You say, well, Allah is not merciful. Allah just wants to throw me into hell. Or Allah wants to make life miserable for me or whatever the case. No, Allah don't think like that. I don't want to use that word think because we're talking about God. But nonetheless, that's not a part of what Allah is. Allah is good and he only loves goodness. And all of those bad things, we have to attribute that to ourselves because the mercy of Allah is always with the believer. He's a merciful benefactor. Now, sometimes we might have to pursue to get those benefits that Allah, but nonetheless, the help of Allah is always near. We have to keep these things in mind. Now, what are we doing here? We're building the faith, our faith. We're building our Muslim Islamic life. We're building our God life by studying these ayats in the Quran, especially Surah Al-Fatiha. And once you develop these principles or these lessons, then eventually they become a part of who you are. Alhamdulillah, Allah is the best knower. With the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Alhamdulillah. Keep these things in mind. And this Surah Al-Fatiha is the mother of the book, the opening of the Quran. We're opening up the understanding of the Quran, but first things first. First of all, we have to know our Allah. We have to know who our Creator is. We have to know that Allah is merciful, and he's a benefactor, and he also redeems. You know, sometimes, you know, we have so many problems in our life. Our lives are so troubled that we don't believe that God can redeem us, right? He said, redeem means to bring us back from the bad to the good, from the sinful to the believer, right? Allah has that power. He has the power to redeem. But first of all, we have to ask. And you don't have to ask publicly. This is between you and Allah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And then it says all of the praise is due to Allah. See, we're not built to accept praise. You know, sometimes we see people, they take on praise and the praise destroys them. You know, we have people in government, people in sports, people in whatever. They just praise. We're not praised where we can't accept praise. It literally destroys us. We become arrogant, we become self-centered, etc. This is why he says, this is Allah speaking. There's nobody speaking for Allah. Allah speaking for himself. He says, all of the praise is due to Allah. Allah can speak like that because he is Allah, the creator of all the systems of knowledge. Matter of fact, everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, he created it as a system. See, when we look at an ant, the ant has a communal system. And if we study that system, we can formulate our own system just from the ant system, the bees, and worms and things and plant life and all the rest of these things. If we study the system that Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, created everything in, it's science. And this is why it's science. They study nature. Why? Because nature is scientific. It's in a system. And where did that language come from? Yeah. All the praise is due to Allah, Lord of all the worlds. That's the old language. Imam Muwahhidin Muhammad's language is all the praise is due to Allah, the creator of all the systems of knowledge. He didn't say all the words. It's too complicated, right? All right, a good interpretation for the time, but now we have a new mind on scene who interprets it for the benefit of man's understanding, right? His reasoning and logic, etc. The creator of all the systems of knowledge, big and small. And once we begin to understand that and seek it out, we become a scientist. You know, we become a scientist, brother, just studying bees. We see that bees, they're bee scientists. What do? Study the nature of bees, their habits, etc. And what do they do with it? Incorporate it into for human purpose. Bees, people have determined that, I think we went to a convention or somewhere once, and the brother had a big thing of bees, and he was selling stings. The bees sting you in the arm, and it's supposed to have some kind of healing property. Now, I didn't get stung. I wasn't that advanced in my knowledge. But nonetheless, they say it works. But alhamdulillah, Allah knows best. All the praise is due to Allah, the creator of all the systems of knowledge. And he repeats, the merciful benefactor, merciful redeemer. Now, anytime Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeats something twice, take heed, because a word to the wise is sufficient. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us this two times, that Allah is a merciful benefactor. In other words, he have mercy. He said, oh Allah, have mercy on. And the mercy of Allah is upon us. You know, don't think that we're starving. If Allah gives us a piece of cornbread, brother, right? You know, okay, it might say it'll save your life, but I don't want cornbread. I want steak and potatoes and salad, all the rest of these things. Okay, you're being selfish. Take what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us a lesson, because Allah is the best knower. He's a benefactor. Now, if you can accept little, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you much. We experienced that. Me and my wife, from our humble experience, where we came from and where we are now, we accepted it. We worked on it, right? And there's many, many others. I just can't give myself and my wife as an example. There are many others who understand that idea. If you accept little with appreciation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you much with appreciation. And he is a merciful benefactor, merciful redeemer. We have young men in prisons, murderers and drug dealers and prostitutes and people who do all sorts of things with their life. And I'm a chaplain in a prison, a jail. And I often tell these brothers, I said, repent, brother. You know, you don't have to be ashamed of repenting. I said, you can go in your cell. You can go in the quietness of your own mind and ask Allah's forgiveness. Because if you don't repent, you're going to carry the burden to the day of judgment and you're going to be charged for it. Could you imagine going before Allah with a, you can say you how many bodies you have. You talk to prison talk and all the rest of these things, how many bodies you have. But could you imagine going before Allah and you have taken one body, not two, three, or four, one murder, right? And you have to account for that. Allah knows best. Repent. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will redeem the soul of every individual who seeks repentance. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he is the master of the day of judgment, right? All things on that day will be taken into account. As I just mentioned, things that we did, that we try to hide, there's a day that we have to account for those things, and it's called the day of judgment. You know, people who are Christians, they learned that in Christianity. Buddhists, Hindus, Jews, Muslim, everybody understands that this world for us will come to a conclusion, and we will be judged accounting according to how we lived in this world. Alhamdulillah. He says, all things this day will be taken into account. The good things will be weighed, the bad things will be weighed, and if the bad outweighs the good, then that's hell. But if the good outweighs the bad, then you find yourself in heaven, paradise, right? Not up in the sky, but in your own soul, right? In your soul, right? In the life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us to be in the first place, right? We'll live that life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. But if we don't make the judgment, then our lives would be thrown astray. Will it be Allah? No, it would be us, because we didn't take into account that Allah is the merciful redeemer. He redeems us for what we do bad, and he gives us the credit for good. And then he also teaches us that you alone do we worship, Allah, and you alone do we beseech for aid. You alone do we worship, Allah. See, when we mention worship, man is not built for praise, and man is not made for worship. Once we start worshiping man, we become mushrik. We take on idols. We take on creation to take our creation to Allah. He said, only Allah is worthy of worship, our worship. We give our worship to Allah. Matter of fact, the best worship that we could give is to live our lives in accordance with our human nature. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, every creature knows its mode of prayer. The bird, the bee, the deer, everything, it knows its mode of prayer. It gets up in the morning. Many animals, we have deer in this area. They up at Fajr time, at dawn, right? What are they doing? Going about their life, the human life. Sometimes, brother, we see people who sleep all day, 12, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Is that your human nature? Of course not. He said, you alone do we worship, and you alone do we seek aid. You know, when a person gives us something or do something for us, we say, oh, brother, oh, sister. And what do we say? Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah. Don't hold it. Matter of fact, give it back to where it belongs. Because once we start to hold it, then we think it's all about us. And quite nasty, it's all about Allah. So this is for Allah. And this is for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us this. He says, show us the straight path. Sirat al-Mustaqim. The straight path. What is the straight path? The Sirat al-Mustaqim. The straight path. Is it a path going through the earth, or is it a path going up? Not up into the sky, into what we call the heavens, but it's a path that's going up into what our human nature represents, the upright individual. And we know in the ascension that Prophet Muhammad made, where he went from stage to stage until 7 stages until he reached the highest excellence, Abraham, Father Abraham. And he was in a spiritual state, right? And then he came back down to earth from that spiritual state, and he spread that spirituality all over the earth. But you have to go up before you can come down, right? Alhamdulillah. And once we go up and we experience that, then we have a responsibility to come back down and teach that to our people. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Do we have enemies? We might have personal enemies, but that's not our concern. If an enemy needs help, we help the enemy, right? If an enemy needs food, we feed him. We don't exceed the limit. I mean, if he goes against God, actually, if Allah is a merciful benefactor, if he gives out of his vast wealth, then we have a responsibility to also feed the criminal. Alhamdulillah, right? That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is training us when he says, show us the straight way. We want to go up that path where we're standing upright as an upright human being. Fi sabilillah, for the pleasure of Allah and Allah alone. And lastly, iddina sirat al-mustaqim. Sirat al-adina namta alayhim ghayril maqdubi alayhim. Well, it darling, I mean, the way of those you have bestowed your grace. Grace is mercy. The ones that you have bestowed your mercy upon. Show us that way. Show us the straight path. The way of those upon whom you have bestowed your grace, your mercy. Abraham, the prophets, many different prophets in our time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed his grace. These are models. They are examples of how we could emulate our life behind these individuals. Allah always, he doesn't leave us absence of guidance. the guidance or the help of Allah is always there. Show us the straight path. And then he said, the way of those you have bestowed your grace. So he gives us the guide. Study the lessons of Abraham. Study Prophet Muhammad. Study Musa. Study Jesus. Study all of these prophets. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, they are models of the best example of human life. Alhamdulillah. And Prophet Muhammad is the best of those models. Allah knows best. And then also, those whose portion is not wrath. There are some people in the history of prophets, messengers coming to people. He says some people have already been condemned to hell because they refuse to follow the messenger that God sent to them. Alhamdulillah. They refuse. So he says, no, those whose portion is not wrath, we don't want to follow them. But how do we know whether these people's portion is wrath or not if we don't study the Quran? If we don't understand the examples that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us in the Quran? And those who go not astray. And there are some people who are tricked. They were tricked by people who went astray. People whose portion is wrath, they were tricked by them to go astray. He says, so we don't want to make that mistake either. We want to understand the purity of the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran so we can be guided aright. So this is like an opening introduction of Al-Fatiha. But when we have the time, spend our time learning in Arabic. Try to learn the Arabic words if we can. But we do have the English, which is good. It's better than not having anything. And learn as much as we possibly can and seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guidance. Say he is Allah, the one and only. Allah, the eternal, absolute. He begets not, nor is he begotten, and none is like him. Ameen. Kabbalah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. Dear beloved Muslims and believers all over the world, you know, I recall listening to a tape. I believe it was Imam Muwahhid Muhammad. And, you know, some of us, you know, we're a little small-minded. We think that we are the Muslims and we're only going to be the ones that's in paradise. But he reminded us. He said that there, Allah showed us, I mean, Prophet Muhammad is an example of Prophet Muhammad. When he was in his ascension into heaven, he saw Christians and Jews in heaven, in paradise. So don't think that we are the only one. There's some of us, many of us, is going to hell, Muslims, right? Just because we say La ilaha illallah, Muhammadan Rasulullah, and don't act on it, brother, we're in the same shape. We're in the same condition. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the Quran. He gives us the Muslim life so we can correct those or prior scriptures that came before us. Alhamdulillah. So we all have a better opportunity to get into paradise because many of us have been confused in religion for so long to the point even right now in this great country of the United States of America, European countries who control all of the wealth, all of the resources on the earth, and they still bow and worship a Caucasian idol. It's absolutely ridiculous in this day and time, right? Matter of fact, in any time, because it shows us, brother, that we have gotten off of the path. Many of us have went astray. We were tricked by those who were condemned to hell. You know how they say, misery loves company. If I go to hell, I'm going to take somebody with me. That's exactly what's happening. So it's our responsibility as a Muslim to learn as much as we possibly can to help people in their condition, that we all might live correctly and enter the Jannah or the paradise. Alhamdulillah. And I also want to remind us before we close that this is a weekend where people are showing their patriotism to United States of America, but the way it's shown, you know, we have to be very careful. Remind our children to stay away from these fireworks. They're not fireworks that I used to have or we had when we were kids. They went like pop. You know, you light them and you don't run too far, pop. But now they're explosives. And then they tie them together. They make them bigger. You know, they'll blow up. We used to put them in a garbage can and make a lot of noise. But they'll blow that garbage can up to pieces. Matter of fact, they'll blow a car over. Right? So we have to be careful. Drugs and alcohol and all of these things is celebrated on this day when we should spend our time worshiping and giving charity and looking out for one another. And quite nasty, Allah is the best knower. So we thank Allah and we ask Allah for His forgiveness. We ask Allah that He shower His mercy upon us and we shower our mercy upon someone else. And we seek Allah for guidance and Allah alone. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Say He is Allah, the one and only Allah, the eternal, absolute. He begets not, nor is He begotten, and none is like Him. Ameen. Qad qamatu salah.